This is the High Hopes Podcast. High Hopes. On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP. The crowd was singing high hopes, smiling through a broken nose. Oh, high hopes, high hopes. I feel a little less alone.
Yo, it is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller, or I screwed it up already, Jack. Look at this. We're pure
flustered. Flustered.
Sponsored by Miller Lite, official sponsor of the Philadelphia Phillies, partner of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yes.
There you go.
Wow.
Tastes like Miller Time Philadelphia Celebrator
Song. It's like you don't know how big of a day this is.
I gave a good yo. That was definitely not how I'm feeling about the Phillies, yo. That was perfect offseason, yo.
Well, there's nothing to feel about the Phillies.
I know. Well, I'll tell you. Can I just tell you, after doing all the perfect offseason, and I'm sure this will be one of many that we get from you because you can't help yourself.
Well, I figured instead of just doing it all in one show, I figured I should spread out all
of
my
ideas. Of course
you
would, yeah. Instead of giving me like six in one
could
show.
Could be a long offseason.
Yeah. I will say, because we never lie to the high school.
Would never.
The ethos of the show. It made me depressed.
Yeah, I know.
Like, in all honesty, like, it was not the fun exercise.
No. No.
It was the, wow, this team could look really similar next year to what it looked like this year.
Well, I got to a point where I was saying to myself, well, if I make that trade, I kind of, like, I feel like I'm kind of thin. Am I really making the team that much better?
Yeah, I had a long, long conversation myself about Edmundo Sosa being the starting third baseman.
That's an issue.
Yeah, I know.
No,
it's
a bad
spot.
Not
great. It's not where you want to be.
That's 100%. Yeah. And I have gotten to the point now where every prospect's untouchable. Like, they all mean so much to me.
I'm trading one of them. Just, you know.
All of them.
I'm trading one of them. One of the heaviest hitters. Just one.
All right. Well, we'll get into it. Can I give like one World Series thought before?
Sure. If that happened in Philadelphia, we would never hear the end of it.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, unbelievable.
That was insane. Like, that,
oh, yeah.
Like, for those who don't know, if you're not watching World Series, which I don't blame you, I get it, Phillies are out, whatever. Last night, two Yankees fans, Mookie Betts catches a ball over the railing in right field. And the Yankees fans sitting there literally grab his hand and his glove and rip the ball. I'm like speechless about it. Like, those two dudes should never be allowed in a baseball stadium ever again. Like, any stadium anywhere in the world. Like, that was so not okay to happen in a baseball game. Like, it was crazy.
Well, I think that they were interviewed because, of course, you have to interview them.
Oh, got to get them up. They were D'ing up their spot, they said.
Yeah. What are we doing? It is the World Series. It's Mookie Betts.
It was embarrassing.
It was really bad. And listen, Steve Bartman went into
hiding for the rest of his life. He still didn't, like, they did that. They won the World Series and the Cubs were like, hey, it's all good. We won. Now you want to come out? And he's like, no, thank you.
I still have done with it.
He had to have, right? Who knows, though? Like, his whole life was ruined. I mean, it's crazy.
I feel like sports fans, I can't tell.
Take things a little too far.
Well, that's a given. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's hard for me to put it into context because I'm living through it now.
Yeah.
But it seems like sports fans back in the day, it was really life or death. I mean,
oh yeah,
the Bartman play, the Buckner play.
Well, you know what else? And this isn't a play, but like, do you remember? This is something we don't talk about enough. Do you remember at the Royals White Sox game where the fans came out and like attacked the first base coach guy? Do you remember that?
No, but
like that happened. The guy got attacked on the field.
Oh, and if you want to go back to what was it? 10 cent beer night.
Well, that's an all-timer.
Cleveland.
I
feel as if. Now, there's obviously been bad things that still happen at sporting events, but there's not the people enter into a dark depression you know, sports are still obviously really important in society. It just used to mean more, you know?
That's a great day. where is the real, like, devastation here? Like, what?
I feel like I still got it.
I do, too. I mean, you're the one. I did it. This is on purpose this time, right? You wore the red.
I saw it, and I was like, this will make fun.
I didn't notice at first.
Thank you.
And then it really had the intended.
Because
it really hit me like a punch to the jaw right there. It's like, what are we doing?
Because when they lose, like I make sure I'm like Sirianni watching the tape. I drag myself through it.
Did you hear that he watches the broadcast copy too?
Really?
It was actually really interesting. He talks about they can do close-ups and stuff that you on like footwork and stuff that you can't see. It's like it might be only like 20 or 30 plays, but he's like, it's valuable. I was like,
look at Nicky.
Hi, Nick.
He's heating up.
Nicky having a moment.
What'd he say? That don't drink the perfume?
Was that? He was dropping some F-bombs there too.
Yeah, well, listen, man. It's an intense sport.
Yeah.
It's an intense sport. But yeah, I think sports fans have kind of changed. But and I think that actually has a lot to do with gambling and fantasy.
Yeah, you're right.
So
I actually wrote a paper on this in grad school. It was about fantasy.
I thought your final paper was about radio.
Well, it was a podcast. My final thing was a project. Was actually a podcast about how sports and America have grown together.
Hang your own, every word.
Yes. You're all over it.
Yeah.
No, but I wrote up my first paper in grad school because they were very cool about letting me write about things I was interested in. What was about how fantasy sports is creating fan agnostics, where essentially people are becoming more a fan of players. And I was way out in front on this. Like, honestly, we should go back and read it. It's probably like, oh yeah, Nostradamus over here just calling this stuff.
Did they let you?
I was right. I created the term fan agnostic. No big deal to me.
Did they let you write whatever you wanted because you were 35?
I was 30. Thank you very much. Very big difference. All right. And I got an A. So no big deal.
It's good.
Kicked ass.
That's good. That's good. School wasn't for me. I don't know if that's breaking news to anyone out there. wasn't my go-to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a thing about baseball? But I do have a World Series thought.
Yes.
Besides the fans going soft.
Yes.
Is I feel like every single count the Dodgers are in is 3-2.
Oh, I know. It's unbelievable. It takes
only pitches. Ridiculous. Yeah. Now I know last night was a different story. The Yankees came out
and
it was a bullpen game for the Dodgers and Volpe and home run is fine. But like for when the Dodgers have been trying, it's shocking. And the Phillies did not have the, you know, Edmund can start the inning with a single and stealing a base or like those. They just didn't have that. Like they just don't have the guys that are gonna just grind pitchers down. I mean, what Clark Schmidt was out 68 pitches in three innings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Phillies would have been
gone 68 six. Pitches in six, exactly.
Yeah, he would have been down. But it's been jarring.
Clark Schmidt starting a World Series game. We're
shocking.
Where are we at?
Shocking.
As a sport. Anyway,
I know. There, man, it's really I really hope there's been a lot of
this
things.
This is the worst like starting pitching we've ever seen in the World
it's
Series.
It's yeah. I do hope that as the sport gets back to its roots. I do think it is. I think we've gone too far. I think they all realize they went too far.
I hope so.
The starting pitching getting back to being real is going to be a big one. But at the same time, dude, like starting in reading some things about the 05 to 08 era, dude, starting pitching was also brutal then.
They won because of Cole. I mean, Cole's the only guy. Like, Cole just went on a run in 08.
So when they traded for Joe Blanton, by the way, so the trade deadline in 08 was on July 31st. Sabathia got traded on July 7th.
Did he really?
Three weeks before the deadline. And then
a big trade. Michael Brantley going back to the
Indians. It was huge.
Indians at the time. Michael Brantley. I can't remember who else in the trade, but Michael Brantley was part of that trade, I think.
Are you sure?
No, but I think so.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, you can look it up.
Matt LaPorta.
Matt LaPorta was the 100%.
That was one, right? Yes. Maybe it was a different trade. Let me look. Brantley might have been a different trade then.
But
I forgot about Matt LaPorta.
He's going to be a guy. And then Blanton got traded on July 17th, like right after the All-Star game. So there used to be trades like way earlier, but when they traded for Blanton,
you're right, it wasn't Brantley. Brantley was a different one.
But when they traded for Blanton, his numbers, he was 5-12 with a 4.96 ERA.
Wow.
And it was like, that's the guy.
Wow.
You gotta get Joe Blanton. I mean, they pitched Eaton.
That is unbelievable.
They pitched Eaton 30 sometimes and his ERA was over 6.
Wow.
I mean, it was brutal. They sent down Myers because Myers' ERA was.
Oh, hold on. It was a player to be named later.
Pretty good player to be named later.
I know.
Never a doubt.
Thank you very much. He's back.
Never a doubt. But
I'm so happy right now. I knew it.
But there was no openers in that day and age. They would still try to have starting pitchers out there. But regardless, I'm blown away by watching a team that, by the way, the Dodgers. I think the Phillies when they were trying to make this thing work again, they just signed names and it was like, oh, he'll figure it out.
The Dodgers
signed guys specific for them.
Yeah.
And what they want, and it's made me think more and more about Trey, because obviously they essentially let Trey walk, and I think a large portion of that was does not control the strike zone in the way that they want him to control the strike zone. So that's been the eye-opening thing from this
great series. It's great.
He's fine.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
He's back.
I will say I am down about the team still.
Good.
Like, I really am. Like, I always have fun when we actually do the pod, but I'm like less excited to do the pod. I'm like, this is a bummer. Like, I hate that this team did this to us, you know?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I don't agree. Because I really think I could do this podcast 4 or 5 times a week.
I love doing it. Like, at the moment we start doing it, it's the best thing ever. It's like, it's hard to get excited about this team right now.
Well, because,
man.
Yeah. I mean,
they really hurt me.
Well, and I think that, listen, last year when they lost to the Diamondbacks, you could say, well, still, like, look at the moments, right? Like, there's some moments. Yeah. We beat the Braves again.
We had a boy Harper, and that was fun.
There was just, it was just over. Yeah. It was just done.
Immediately.
There was no buildup.
Again,
was
like
one
I
moment.
Said, I said on the one pod, like, the last 2 years, each year we got 8 games at Citizens Bank Park. We got 2 this year.
I know. And one they lost and blew late in the game. So,
and one was a magical, amazing win.
Yes. Yes, that's an all-time.
I guess we got that
all-time Citizens Bank Park game. People are gonna be talking about that years from now. Remember when they won game two? But yeah, no, like they're definitely not at the forefront, and that's why this offseason, I mean, I don't even know if you bothered putting him on your perfect offseason, but for the message from the show is go sign Juan Soto. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
So like, I is my only.
Well, yeah, of course, like I
so that's why I actually did it, because I knew that you would do it the other way.
Yes.
So I did mine saying, I know that you're going to do it the other way. So mine is based on Juan Soto.
Right.
Like, and flat out. I have a backup plan if you don't get him, but like mine's sure. based on Juan Soto.
Sure. And I think the most important thing that we have to push this offseason, and the most important thing the fans have to push this offseason, is the reason Juan Soto's a Yankee is because Yankees fans were upset. Like, they went out there and they demand that organization to keep pushing, keep going for it. You're the Yankees, you spend. And that's what we have to do. Like, I think Middleton wants to spend. I know that. Like, I think he's not the issue.
Oh my God. He is the furthest thing. The one thing that I am sure is not the issue, it's John Middleton.
But the Phillies need to feel the pressure of you
this
better.
This is why I wanted the Dodgers to win the World Series. I said this to you. Sure. It's part of my reasoning with it.
Sure. Like, they need to feel this, because if they don't, then they can say, well, people don't seem that upset. Maybe we'll just run it back. Mm-hmm. And I know it's hard because the Eagles are currently playing and might have saved the season and turned it all around. One person said they were going on a run. That was me. But
yes, you, the out in front, your Eagle green on.
You
got to
have a
feel.
You.
Yes.
Know this team like the back of my
yes,
hand.
You do. Yes.
But they
in this, especially on this podcast, I think everyone listening gets that. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you. I could host Cobra.
Uh-huh, sure.
But
you wouldn't want to.
No. No. I might. If I could start an only negative equals podcast,
you would.
Well, I think
that
I would.
Counterpoint was originally. No,
well, Counterpoint was originally a very, very positive equals podcast.
You're right.
It's all it was. Yeah. It's just like, this is the greatest.
Yeah.
I just have not been the same since they won. It was all I cared about
you.
For so long.
I know.
And
it's over now.
It's over. It's over. It's over. It's all good.
Yeah.
I was thrilled they won on Sunday.
I could tell. Look at the just jubilant excitement.
No, it's good. Oh,
no.
It's good.
No. It's good.
No, but if
I'm really okay with it.
But if Rod wants me to host a negative Eagles podcast,
oh, you're in.
Yeah, I'll be the lead. I'll lead that move.
You will.
But no, like, people with the Phillies specifically, letting them know that what happened last year is not okay. Just sitting on your hands, not doing anything this offseason, that's not going to be okay. There's obviously positives that can come from the fan base that can help lift the team up. But one of the positives to a outraged fan base is that it usually leads to a move. So that's kind of where I'm at as we put together our offseason, as we see the Yankees and Dodgers. It'd be kind of poetic that 20 years after they blew a 3-0 lead to come back
Come
on. How can you not be romantic about baseball? As
look,
the documentary just came out.
I would want it for 7 games. Like, I would want more baseball. Yeah, the doc just came out. I mean, it would just not be. It's the Yankees. Like, I want the Yankees to be the only.
Come on, now, the young upstart Yankees.
All right, here's what I'll give you. I would love that they make it 3-3 and the Dodgers win game 7. That would be hilarious.
Let me tell you something, buddy. If they make it 3-3, there's no way the Dodgers are winning game 7.
Yeah.
You got PD in game 6. anything can happen. In
Yeah.
He had PD game five, Schilling in game six, and anything can happen.
There you go.
I love the 04 Red Sox.
Yeah, I did too. I loved him. That was so much fun. Well, especially because, like, you got to remember, I mean, I know you do, but like, we hadn't won in our lifetime at that point. Like, at that point, it was, and that was still like Jut Homie. We're just starting to be like, okay, like, maybe we're not a dumpster fire, but like, that was from 93 until then, like, just trash.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like, all right, like, yeah, this is exciting. Let's look at this. Yeah, also, it was just Yankee hate. Like, anything I could do to hate the Yankees.
Yeah, again.
I know, you're not there.
Well, because you still.
God, I hate the
Yankees. One of the most impressive things about you is you still have a childlike hatred for sports teams.
I do. You're so right. Dallas sucks. Like,
you're
yeah.
barreling towards your mid-40s, but like you still have.
I know. You're right.
It's a childlike disdain.
It's pretty funny, actually. I never thought of it. You're right. I really do.
Well, and dude, it's 100%. I know. I don't know if you ever heard this term before, but fantasy. What'd you call it?
Well, fantasy agnostic.
Yeah. It's fantasy agnostic, but it's
fan agnostic.
Fan agnostic.
It's yeah. that fantasy has made the fan agnostic, created it. Yes.
Yeah, that's totally what it is, though.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. See.
And I keep betting on Aaron Judge to hit 2 home runs.
Why?
Scrub.
Why?
Because at some point, he's got to do it at some point.
Thanks, dude.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's good. I mean,
Aaron Kershaw.
It is. Well, that's what I was going to say. How funny is it that, I mean, assuming they don't, you know, Red Sox it, or Yankees it, whatever you want to call it, that the year they actually, you know, 2020 is sham year. The year they actually go and have a year and win the World Series is the year Kershaw's out is like, beyond hilarious.
It is unbelievable how the Dodgers have been in every single year of our, feels like our lives.
Yeah.
That they've been in like the NLCS for the World Series.
Like 12 years in a row.
Well, it's 2013. It started in 13 when the Cardinals went back to the World Series. It's just every year.
It's unbelievable. And
to have the.
Well, they did what we wanted, and we love Dave. Dave's done a great job, but they did what we wanted the Phillies to do forever back then. They were like, let's be a big market team. Oh, but let's go get the guy who built the Rays, the architect of that whole thing, and bring that guy in. And now he's running this team. He can sign Shohei, but then he can also go get Tommy Edman and Michael Kopech and this and that, and make all these moves. Like, it's the way to do it.
No, and Edman, dude. Edman kills me. Did you look at what that trade was?
It was nothing. They
weren't even like a part of the deal.
Yeah.
It was a freaking Eric Fetty trade.
Oh, God.
And all of a sudden, like, Tommy Edman's a Dodger because the White Sox were going to just flip him back to the Dodgers.
I know.
And what are we doing?
Where are we involved in these things?
He's playing shortstop. He's playing center field.
Like, Dave needs to step it that line. Well, he does. Like, especially he needs to, like, move forward a little bit here. Like Andrew Friedman is constantly doing things.
You can't.
Like, they made, how many moves did they make a deadline? Like, 9 trades, 8 or 9 trades or something like that. It was something insane like that.
Some of the big ones right now are Flaherty, Edman, Kopech.
Right, but then they made all those other little moves. The point is he's putting a lot of ducks out there and seeing what hits.
And here's what else they have to get better at is stop overreacting. I feel like they overreact so much to what players are doing at AAA and what players do in spring training.
Mm-hmm.
Get major league quality players that have done things in Major League Baseball. We love, like, Cody Clemens, awesome. Weston Wilson, awesome. Like, these guys that are more org types, fine. But they went and got major leaguers that have at least had moments in the big leagues. Like, that's the thing. Go out and trade for quality major league players.
Yeah.
And don't just bank on, well, these guys were good in AAA and these guys had a weak stretch where they were putting good. No. Like, Tyler Phillips. I love Tyler Phillips. Who could forget game against the Guardians, but watch the stuff. I mean, just watch the stuff and use your eyes. In some instances, I don't know. Like, that's been the toughest part about losing is obviously watch everything through a Phillies lens or Eagles lens or whatever lens. But that's been the two things that have jumped out is, oh my God, look at the way they control the strike zone and make some plays. When you're at the trade deadline, don't just settle with what you have and get some quality major league players.
We knew in the moment. We said at the time, like, it was just an all-time whiff. And I think you can, there's a direct, like, they might not have won anyway, but I think there's a direct correlation to how badly they performed in the playoffs and what they did at the trade deadline. Like,
well, and we'll never know the answer, but there's been stories of clubhouses feeling deflated.
100%.
If their team didn't do enough at the trade deadline.
That is a factual thing. Like, I have actually heard stories from people we've talked to in this business who have been on teams in those moments and been like, yeah. Like, that sucked for us. Mm-hmm. Like, they were like, well, I guess they don't believe in us. Cool.
Yeah. Well, it was almost, I think they still believed him at this deadline.
I'm saying you could see that in the clubhouse. You could feel that way. If you don't go out and add, it's like, all right, well,
just us.
Okay. Thanks.
Could he use,
I mean, especially Bryce? Like, Bryce comes out before the deadline. It's like, you know, go do it, Dave. If he wants to, he'll do it. Like, you know, it's just, it's frustrating.
Yep.
Like, to your point, to the fans being outraged and causing this feeling of like, I need the Phillies to feel like, even if it's not now or never, I need them to feel like it's now or never. Like, act like it's now or never. Because for this group, for this thing, this moment, it kind of is now or never.
Well, speaking of that, I was walking around. I go and get my midday coffee.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm here, mm-hmm. go around like 12:15. And I put on the old headphones.
Oh, yeah.
First song that popped up was Rooster by Alice in Chains.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, if Zach Wheeler is not on a parade float.
Same thing for Bryce Harper.
I know, Bryce. I know. We've detailed everyone.
Yeah, but Zach, yeah.
If they don't win a World Series, I will never get over it for my entire life. I don't care. Now, unless Aiden becomes a World Series MVP.
And then he's like a star, Andrew, a superstar, like, best player.
And those guys win a World Series. But like, I will raise Walker and the number and my second son that we're mm-hmm. trying to decide the name on and whatever happens after that. And just telling them, and when they put me 6 feet under, they're going to say, what did Dad tell you all the time? And they're going to say, how did they not let Zach Wheeler or Bryce Harper?
Well, I don't know. He never
World
recovered
Series.
After that. So he just wasn't the same. He would just sit and mutter to himself. It was really sad.
Like, Wheeler's, oh my God. I just, they make me so, I'm a very positive Phillies fan.
You are?
I am so mad.
I know.
I am still,
I am too. Like, I'm really upset.
The more and more I talk on the podcast.
That's what I've been saying to you. I know.
I was not mad heading in here today.
It's just your fault.
And then you said you're mad. And it's like, well, he's going to be mad.
I'm mad.
Yes, I got it.
I'm so mad. Like, I'm so mad. Like, I can't think about it too much. Or else I get really mad.
God, Wheeler.
I know. All right. Should we get in?
They're gonna do it.
Yeah, okay. Don't you dare. Nope, not right now. Let's do the perfect offseason. Look at you.
All right, do you want me to go first?
No, do you want to go first?
You always go first.
Save the best for last. Like,
sure.
This is, I'm here to facilitate you being able to create these masterworks.
Now,
you
know I will say, it's not as sexy.
Yeah, well, so again, going in, it's, when you look at the list of free agents,
uh-huh.
and what the Phillies have to offer in trades and the type of guys you can move and stuff, like, it is kind of hard to make this work this offseason. Like, it's a, like, again, I
get creative.
All the perfect offseason did was make me feel like Dave Dombrowski's not going to do that.
Yeah, I know.
That was really big.
I know.
Okay. Probably going to look really similar to him.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm signing Juan Soto.
There it is. How much you giving him?
I put $500-ish million. You don't think that's enough?
$650.
$650? You think it's going to be $650?
I think it's going to be $650.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
I think it's going to be $650.
I think that's too much.
Oh, here we go. Hold on. $650 divided by 10 is $65.
$65 million a year.
How's that for some quick math?
That is more than double what Bryce Harper makes. That's close to triple.
$650 divided. Hold on. What is Shohei? Is Shohei 40?
Shohei's $750.
No, I know.
Or $700.
But how much is it a year?
700 10-year contract, $70 million, but it's a lot deferred. Can we defer money in this?
Oh, well, I forget defer all day.
Okay, yeah. So then I'll defer the.
Well, contract. $650 divided by 15 is $43 million a year.
Okay, so Zach Wheeler money.
Exactly.
For 15 years.
All right, so I'd say at least
41.
At least 600.
Okay.
At least 600.
Whatever it is, I'm paying it to him. I hate that this is the situation that I'm in right now.
I know.
I hate it, but it's also like, I don't know what else to do with the roster that I have.
So I have two hopes. I have two hopes about Juan Soto that I've convinced myself of, and I'm excited to pass it along to the listeners.
Okay, yes.
One, I've convinced myself possibly that David Stearns is going to use his Milwaukee ways and say that's too much money.
Oh, I hope so.
And we can build a team in a different way.
Yeah, I would bet on him being a Met today if I had to bet.
Sure.
Yeah,
I think that's fair. So my hope is David Stearns remembers he's a small market guy and there's another way to build a ball club.
There you go, David.
My second way that I've 100% convinced myself should be the case and I hope is the case. And I hope that John Middleton uses this. So this is actually for John. Scott Boras owes us. Okay.
Oh, I like this.
We paid Jake Arrieta when no one was giving him that contract.
That's true.
We gave Bryce the biggest contract in sport in the sports history for a week. Now it was a week, but at the time, it was the biggest. It's what they wanted. It's what Scott Boras wanted.
Yep.
We paid Nick Castellanos when he did not have the kind of market he thought he was going to have. Yep. We stepped up and paid him. And finally, we paid Tom Walker.
Yeah, it's a great. This is about as good a take as I've.
You owe us.
Yeah, Scott Boras. Probably a big owe people. Yeah, he probably is like.
Well, it's supposed to be part of the Boras thing. Is you get Boras
family
clients.
Or family?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So Scott, you owe us. Look at what we paid Arrieta, and look what we paid Taiwan.
And add that to the the deal,
and say and it's time to.
This is a good take here.
Deliver one.
I like this.
Thank you.
Yeah, really good job.
Bring us soda.
Yeah, Scott. You owe us.
You do owe us. Yeah, he 100% owes us.
Yeah. I like this.
Thank you.
Sure.
So, yeah. I.
Why not? Let's go with that.
When you look at the perfect offseason, it really makes things so much easier if they just pay Juan Soto.
It's just everything. Yeah.
He's ridiculous.
So, I'm signing Juan Soto, I guess, for $600+ million.
Correct.
That's fine. I'll do it.
It's starting at five.
I'm re-signing Jeff Hoffman.
Of course.
Got to. I have a guess for your reliever is because I actually think I want to sign him too if it's the same guy. Real quick question. Was he injured last year or just has been injured in the last
Been injured in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I got it. I'm excited. Okay. First, my trade. This trade can be done whether you get Soto or don't. I'm doing it as if I get Soto, but I have a backup if I don't. But I'm trading Alec Bohm and Starlin Cava to the Mariners. For Andres Munoz. And nice. I'm also getting back Josh Rojas to play third base for you.
Yeah, okay.
Gross. I know. Well, the trade is for a Rosarena if we don't trade for Soto.
Okay.
I originally thought of it without Soto as a Munoz and a Rosarena trade. So you get a Rosarena back to play left field and you get Munoz. That was when I couldn't figure out how to fill third base.
Yes.
Not paying Bregman if I do.
No.
Like Gio Urshela for a year?
Yeah.
Can Kike play third base for a year? Bring me Kike.
Wow. Munoz is dope.
That's why I want a Munoz. My whole thing was he's got 3 years left of club control.
I'm so proud of you for looking at a reliever.
Thank you. I've been talked about it.
He's a closer. So you are in a closer.
He's a closer,
But I always give you holds, guys. And you have
For a straight closer. I need a closer. Like that is actually something going into this offseason. Like too much of this bag, especially after the way this playoffs played out.
I think we said this last year.
We did. You know what? We convinced ourselves we didn't. I need a closer. I need a stone cold lockdown closer. I think Munoz is nasty. I think he's got some of the best stuff in baseball. Obviously, the numbers have been really good for him. And he's got 3 years of club control. I know I got to give up a lot for him. That's why I'm giving up Cava. The Mariners are a team. I think Bohm makes sense for them for a year. They need a bat at that spot.
2 years,
excuse me. Bohm makes sense for them there. I think it makes a lot of sense as a trade.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I also have a Bohm trade.
I figured you did. And I didn't want to do Devin Williams because I know everyone's talking about
everyone's
that.
Everyone's doing Devin
Williams. And also Munoz is more valuable in terms of control.
Sure. And Cava's going to be interesting because 80 grade defender, we've been over that. It's just how much is he going to hit?
Yeah, and we've been through the Rojas thing. And I know shortstop is more valuable.
Yeah.
But it's just hard to And also,
I trust his bat more.
Okay, good. That's good to know. But regardless, we got Trey, we got Aiden, we got all kinds of guys on the side there. Now, Aiden's my third baseman next year.
Following year?
Yeah, I'm trading Bohm. Not this year. Aiden's my third baseman in 2026.
Yeah.
Locked it.
It's always been about the 2026 Phil.
You see what I'm doing here? I'm making the trade. So, and Rojas, I don't love the idea of him, but he is a borderline elite defensive third base. He's great defensively.
Sure.
And he doesn't chase.
Oh.
He is a bad hitter. Like a 680 OPS kind of guy, but he doesn't chase. The one thing he doesn't do is he doesn't chase. So there you go.
Yeah.
That's my trade.
All that matters is not chase.
Not too bad, right?
All I care about now is do not chase.
You're creative. And I also couldn't, I actually do think Alec Bohm will be on this team. I ended the season thinking he won't be, but when I look at the way, unless they do a Bregman thing, which, we'll see how you go. I'm good on Alec Bohm. I'm tired of it. I'm fine with them trading Alec Bohm.
Okay.
All right.
You know Kyle Tucker's younger than Alec Bohm?
Is he really? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Also, I'm tired of him not hitting home runs. I'm sorry. You can't be that big.
There it is.
You can't be that big and not hit home runs.
There it is. Hit some dingers.
So I'm going to... So I have a couple questions for you on what you think I should do because I have options here.
Okay.
Do you think I have to sign a starter? Because I feel like I might need to sign a starter.
Well, you can sign a guy that you think...
A one-year deal. So did Matt Boyd make himself too much money in the playoffs?
I was looking at Matt Boyd. I think so.
I think so too. He's 34 or he will be 30.
And you don't want to spend, they're not going to spend too much.
No, but I think he could be a 1-year deal guy because of his age and stuff like that. So I love Matt Boyd. I think that guy's awesome.
There's a couple 1-year, interesting 1-year guys.
Quintana is an interesting 1-year deal guy. I just think he pitched so well for the Mets.
They'll probably get more. And it's about time James Paxton.
You know who, that's the guy. You know who is going to get more than 1 year?
Bueller.
Well, I was going to say your guy.
Oh, Pivetta?
Yeah, he's probably getting paid. He's probably getting, maybe might get 3 years. Yeah. I mean, he had a decent year.
Pivetta. I'm so mad Bueller shoved. Because I was already ready to give him 1 year, 18 million.
I would have done that in a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm hoping I can get Matt Boyd. You think it's priced out, but that was my thought.
No, that's
and then idea. Relievers wise, I'm re-signing Hoffman, so I'm not, and I'm trading, so I don't really need a reliever. I'm just going to guess. I have five names that I think are interesting, really four names that are interesting, but I'm going to guess your reliever. You tell me if I'm right. You said one person did get it eventually.
Overall, three people got it.
I avoided all social media.
I think about 400 responses.
So I went through all the free agent relievers, all this stuff. I asked the question before to clarify. I feel very confident in my answer.
Okay.
Andrew Kittredge.
Well, I want to sign him, but he's not.
He's not the guy.
He's not the guy.
Okay, so I was close. At least he's on your list.
He's
not too bad.
Yeah, Andrew Kittredge.
Because he was injured 2 years prior. Like the
but the guy I'm talking.
But he fits the thing.
Sort of. You'll see.
No, I know, but he does fit the qualifications that you told me.
Yeah.
Was injured, free agent.
Former all-star.
I can't remember what the last one was. Anyway.
Will 100% be a Dodger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kittredge. Andrew Friedman.
Yeah, but he's 34.
He's 35.
Okay, yeah, he's up there. No, I am signing Andrew Kittredge for 2 years.
That's great. I will take
who
that
are the other reliever names?
Just because A.J. Minter, I mean, he's a free agent.
Of course.
And if I could steal him. Look, I know he's old. We talked about the trade deadline. Like, 1 year deal for Kirby Yates.
Always.
I'd consider it.
Need Kirby.
And then the last one, like, so Tommy Conley was another name I thought of as your guy, but I don't think you've ever liked Tommy Conley. And then look, like, 1 year, $1 million, couple million, Hector Neris, give him one last shot.
Hector?
Just saying.
The protector. There's a lot of interesting reliever names.
That's why I listed those.
Five. Okay. Do you want me to start with the Mishra reliever, or do you want me to end with
I think
Mishra?
You should end with them. It's got to be the hammer at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm signing Juan
We've
Soto.
We've done the mystery this long.
Yeah, got to extend it out a little bit longer. So
signing Juan Soto.
Yeah, that would be the number one move.
Yeah.
But this is, I made this with the idea they're probably not signing Juan Soto.
That's what I figured it did.
All right. So I'm trading Alec Boehm plus for Devin Williams. I'm getting
you're
Devin
just doing Williams. It. You said it out there. You're like, I'm just doing it.
I'm going to get Devin Williams in here. And Devin Williams is a year left. They're probably not going to extend him. They got good production out of McGill last year.
I think they'd be willing.
They don't need. They traded Hader and they were fine.
They'll create more of those.
It'll
guys.
Be fine.
Yeah.
They'll be all right. But they do need a bat. They're going to lose Willy Adames this offseason. They could probably move Ortiz to shortstop and then Boehm there. Because they've drafted outfielders the last couple of years. They've drafted like Frelick and Mitchell.
And obviously they have Chirio.
Yeah. And, you know, like, I just think it makes sense.
God, that guy's awesome, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. So I'm doing that. I'm getting Devin Williams in here, and he's going to be my closer. I am signing Alec Bregman. 5 years, $130 million. I'm trying to...
Okay, so real quick. This is if you don't get Soto.
If I don't
You're
get
not,
Soto.
Obviously not...
Both. I made this without them getting
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Because I don't think they're getting
So Soto. I thought about the Bregman thing a lot.
Thank you.
A lot. And yeah. I was looking at... Especially with that trade, it would have made sense. I was
also like, a Boris guy.
Yeah. He's 30.
Mm-hmm.
And declining.
Mm-hmm. Perfect Philly, baby.
So I thought a lot about it. It's like the Trey thing didn't move me off of Juan Soto. Mm-mm. Because he's 26.
Yes.
It might move me off the 30 to 31 year old guys and on that's the big money.
Well, and that's why I tried to go bigger money for shorter years.
Sure. Which is smart. Like, I looked at it, I was like, I can't have this guy at 37, 38. So
no.
35, okay.
No. Yeah. And listen, you see the decline, but when you're in a World Series window, I don't know what you want them to do. Yeah. And getting someone that can bat second or wherever you want to bat them, but top of the lineup that is not going to strike out, I need it. I need it. So I, again, in classic High Hopes fashion, I have always been...
You have hated on
Bregman
him.
Bregman is overrated.
Like, there were so many years... I think there was... I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure there was a point where I said he was my favorite non-Philly in baseball, and I think you crushed me for it, if I remember correctly.
I've never been a huge Bregman guy.
I loved him.
Yeah.
I mean, mostly because he's Jewish, but I do love him.
He's a good player. I just meant, like, yeah. Now I need him.
Doesn't he have, was it connection to the Phillies, right?
Well, Nola.
No. I'm talking like grandfather. Was it like his grandfather, Larry Schenck or something like that? It wasn't Larry Schenck, but it was something like that.
Didn't know.
Doesn't Bregman have a grandfather who's connected to the Phillies somehow?
No.
I could be wrong about that. Who's Larry Schenck? Doesn't Larry Schenck have a famous grandson? Anyway.
I don't know. But
Larry Schenck, that guy's great.
But yeah, so, I mean, him and Nola, obviously, they were close, I think, at LSU. And he is a Boris guy. So if he doesn't deliver a Juan Soto,
you owe us not that much. Okay, we'll take Bregman.
We'll take Bregman and keep the freaking years down. Okay, I'm giving Jeff Hoffman 3 years, $33 million, $11 million a year. I could see it getting closer to 40.
Played for the Washington Senators. His grandfather. Okay. I knew his grandfather's a baseball guy, but I thought it was a Phillies connection. Anyway, so.
But Hoffman is still an elite reliever in this league. And
the playoffs are not pushing me off, Jeff.
And I do think the 5 days off affected the bullpen guys more than anyone.
I totally agree.
I'm giving Andrew Ketcherich 2 years, $20 million.
So funny. I can't believe I knew you loved it. Like I was definitely right on with that. Okay.
Yes.
I feel much better about this.
My guy's more of a former prospect.
Okay. So here's a deeper cut guy. Yes, okay. Yes. Your guy. Okay.
I'm signing Tyler O'Neill.
This is like your greatest hit.
Thank
right
you.
This is like it's like
thank you
all the names that
and you know what but you know what I didn't do you know what I didn't do I saw he was available as a free agent. I did not put down Adam Duvall.
What a miracle.
I know.
Yeah, he's too old. Tyler O'Neill's the new Adam Duvall.
He's officially too old. Good. Tyler O'Neill will strike out a lot, maybe get hurt.
Yeah, that was my I thought about Tyler O'Neill too, but I was just like, man, really seems a lot like what they have.
Yeah, I know. But he also could hit 30 dingers
and dongs. Like he hits he hits home runs where you're like, wow, is that the strongest man alive?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. So it's definitely a risk. But 3 years, 50 is not that bad. You know, and he can play left field. He can bat in the middle of the lineup. He can give you a real power threat batting.
No, I'm just kidding.
He can play left.
He's okay. He's all right.
He did win a Gold Glove.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Dude, that is such a bad award.
Come on, man. You want a Gold Glove? Who could forget?
Such a bad award.
So I am signing one of these three players. I'm sorry for not having one, but.
Dude, are you kidding me? I just like listed relievers. It's fine.
I'm signing one of Travis d'Arnaud as long as he declines.
Bringing him home.
His club option. Yes. Yes. I'm letting d'Arnaud end his career here. Or Jacob Stallings, who I hate. But
so you're getting a backup catcher.
I'm getting it back and investing in a backup catcher.
JTH, all that stuff.
Or,
I mean, look, d'Arnaud's had playoff moments too. Oh, yeah. Like big time.
Oh, yeah. And then my biggest one that I want the most is Kyle Higashioka, which is. He's somehow 34.
Yeah. Is he really?
Dude, he's like 33, 34.
Is he really?
Kyle Higashioka.
He's been around
that
long.
No way. He should have been around for as long as he is.
Wow.
But I love him.
He's a great defensive catcher. Yes. Yeah. I mean, look, d'Arnaud makes a lot of sense, mm-hmm. though. Like, and it would be real full circle.
Yeah, I know. It'd be beautiful.
For those who don't know, I'm sure most of you do, Travis d'Arnaud traded once upon a time for Roy Halladay.
So I actually don't think people... I'm shocked at how young the audience away is.
So that Travis d'Arnaud was very funny at the time of the trade, and I'm old enough to remember it really well, as are you, kind of.
Yeah.
but it was Michael Taylor, Kyle Drabek, and Travis d'Arnaud traded for Roy Halladay. Drabek, the centerpiece of the deal.
Oh, yeah.
Stud prospect. Michael Taylor, the clear number two in the deal. Travis d'Arnaud, the clear number three in the deal. Still around. Because
wasn't Carrasco the not even the main part of the lead deal?
Yeah. Well, so Carrasco, that's
Lou Marson and Jason
Donald.
Yeah,
Lou Marson, Jason Donald, Carlos Carrasco. And no, you're forgetting the one who was actually the best prospect in that deal.
Jason Knapp
was the guy everyone was so excited about. Like, this guy's going to be something.
Who would have thought? His brother, Andrew Knapp.
I know. Is that his? No. Okay. It spelled the name way. Same way. So I was like, oh,
what? I know. So one of those three for backup catchers. I want to invest in the position. I don't want JT to play a lot next year.
I love this. Now, my only let me speak for the Phillies fan who watched the team this season and doesn't know much past that. What about Rafael Marchand? That guy looked great.
Yeah, I mean, we can trade him. I just like I think he's a pretty good player. I can never trust him to be a full-time catcher given his injury history. He's probably more of a backup type. Mm-hmm. Might have more value elsewhere. And listen, it's intriguing because obviously JT has 1 year left. But yeah, I don't know. I guess I'd be fine if it was Marchand.
You just want to get a guy you trust.
Throw some names out.
Has there been a player who over the last 2 years, let's say, from the start of 2 years ago till now, who people would have been, let's say two years ago, actually at this time. So let's say 2 years ago in October, right? Yeah. let's say 2 years ago in October.
When we were in the World Series.
When we were in the World Series. Till now. Is there a player whose you can't get rid of him-ness has fallen more than Garrett Stubbs?
Oh, well, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. There was a point where it was like,
untouchable.
Garrett Stubbs has to be here. And now it's like, is there going to be a... The like, we'll be like, miss you, Garrett. But like, is there a single Phillies fan who's like, you can't get rid of Garrett Stubbs?
The Phillies lost their Garrett Stubbs privilege. Yeah,
they did. That's the problem. It's over.
They can't have the fun clubhouse guy.
I know. Chiefs vibe officer is being eliminated as a position on the Phillies.
Shame.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
That's too bad. We gotta make cuts somewhere.
Yep. We gotta get the
layoffs are happening. We're laying off the Chiefs vibe officer.
I love Stubbsy, but
I know. Yeah. I do too. I really do.
But they're gonna need a catcher to catch
them. You just said wow, what a shot at Stubbsy.
Well, no.
Wow. Like, yeah. They're gonna need a real catcher. Damn.
Always good defensively.
Poor Garrett. That was a shrapnel coming his way.
I have two shot in the dark names that are trade candidates. Matt Manning and Ryan Veltner.
Ah, Matt Manning, former top prospect.
I know. Falling on hard times with the Tigers. Maybe they look to move on from him. Has some intriguing fastballs.
I love that idea. He was a real deal prospect, man.
Shot in the dark. Veltner's awesome.
He was less of a prospect.
Yeah, but he's as soon as he leaves Colorado he's going to be good. And then the random relievers, not my main relievers, but random relievers I need them to sign
that are
coming back from injuries.
The Fritz special. Oh, he was hurt last year? Yes.
Well,
please.
You're lucky. You're lucky I didn't put John Means on this because I've been wanting John Means.
John Means,
I've wanted the trade deadline for years, but he's coming back from his second Tommy John. And he's going to be out for all of this season. So if you want to sign him to
perfect time to strike.
Yeah. If you want to sign him to a 2-year deal right now, this offseason, I'd take John Means in a second.
John Means business.
But the two random relievers I need are Jonathan Loaisiga and JB Fireisen.
See, I thought when I was looking at, I knew he wasn't your guy, but Loaisiga was a name that
got a lot of Loaisigas.
I stopped that. I was like, oh, is that now? It's probably not. But thought of the Loaisiga.
A lot of Loaisiga guesses, which is good. Shows people know.
Shows people paying attention.
Love.
Were there a lot of Kittredge guesses, I would assume?
Well, no, because he's not what I was talking. I mean, Kittredge is a good reliever.
So he's too good to be the guy you're talking about. Yours is just a deeper cut.
Yes. All right. So here it is. And I'm signing this guy to possibly start, but I'm really intrigued with him as a reliever.
Mm-hmm.
This guy had 15 K per nine as a reliever after being a bad starter last year. And his ERA was under 3 as a reliever.
Mm-hmm. What team does he play for?
The worst team in the history of baseball.
It's a White Sox. Oh.
May I interest you in a contract for Mike Soroka?
Oh, look at you.
I already have a song.
So
too.
I saw that Mike Soroka's name and I went right past it. I never even
Unbelievable.
Considered this.
Unbelievable.
So, Mike Soroka. I was thinking of him just as a starter. Obviously, that's probably why I didn't even realize. So he was a reliever last year.
In the month of September,
Why I never realized that he was a reliever at all. So I was looking strictly at relievers. That's interesting.
That's the next.
Yeah,
reliever.
Look, I mean, he was good, really good as a Brave.
He was an all-star.
Yeah, he came up and was like that.
I know. And then he
had a bad injury, right? Yeah, it was Achilles. I knew it was something where it was like, it's not.
And he can never just get back. So, and I've already. Mike Soroka. And I've
did
already.
Not see this. You actually got. I did not see this.
Thank
guy.
You. Yeah. And I've already envisioned Citizens Bank Park. Listen, and this is directly for Mike. When you sign with the Phillies.
Mike, I know you're listening.
Mike, your walkout song has to be My Sirota.
Oh,
so that everyone would say, Mike Soroka.
That's
come on.
That's pretty good.
Come on.
Mike Soroka. Da-na-na-na-na. Mike Soroka.
It's there. That's it. Thank you. Mike Soroka.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's my favorite thing ever.
Come on.
Honestly, I want them to sign him just because of that.
Thank you.
Da-na-na-na.
Mike Soroka.
Da-na-na-na-na. This is so great.
I know. Come on. Come on home, Mike.
Really good job.
Thank you. You can stick it to the Braves.
Yeah, you've been great with songs this offseason.
Thank you.
You're really taking it to the next
level. Mike Soroka.
That's great. So, really good job.
Thank you.
That's so good.
Thank you. I need Mike Soroka.
When you were saying you were introducing him, you're like, and I got a song. I was like, thinking like,
what do you mean he's got a song?
What is he talking about? He's got a song. Okay, that's weird. Like, okay.
Yeah.
This like Trout and Rendon or Bowman.
Turner and Bowman for Trout and Rendon. Turner and Bowman for Trout and Rendon. Come on.
On fire.
Yeah,
on fire.
Come on, man. You can't see people outside Citizens Bank Park at those times.
You were doing an amazing
job. Mike Soroka, 15 Ks per nine as a reliever, like I mentioned.
This is wild. That's really, because he was a good starter, but he wasn't a huge
and he's not been the most stuff-wise guy. Like, stuff-wise, he's not popping up.
Well, that's why when he was a starter, he wasn't like a huge strikeout guy, was he? Right? No. Yeah, that's what I thought.
He's just a good, solid pitcher.
Just a pitcher.
Just a pitcher. It's
like a baseball player.
Hold on, where do I have it? Oh, okay. So, there it is. So, these were the best strikeout rates in baseball in September, okay? Number one, Luke Weaver.
Unbelievable.
Number two, Fernando Cruz, who, if the Phillies could get, I'd be ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Ryan Helsley. Number four, Mason Montgomery. And number five, Mike Soroka.
Mason Montgomery, not Mason Miller.
Yeah, Mason Montgomery on the Rays.
Yeah.
But number five, Mike Soroka.
Unbelievable.
50% K rate.
That's
in September.
That's insane. I had no idea. None.
Yeah.
Go get Mike Soroka.
Yeah, I know.
Especially a swing guy. Like, he's a Spencer Turnbull.
He can either be he obviously sucked as a starter the last year.
Right, but he could be like Spencer Turnbull-ish for you.
Yes.
I love this.
Thank you.
Look at you,
Mike Soroka. So, and then I made three lineups.
Okay, good. Yeah.
And I have two more perfect off seasons after this
that are coming, not today.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
good,
yes,
good,
yes,
good,
yes.
Good, good, yes.
Which one do you like the most?
Okay.
Lineup one is Harper, Bregman, Schwarber, Tyler O'Neill, Castellanos, Turner, Stott, Realmuto, Marsh/Rojas.
Interesting. I like it. Harper leading off. Bold.
Second one, what will probably be it. Schwarber, Bregman, Harper, O'Neill, Castellanos, Turner, Stott, Realmuto, Marsh.
I don't think there's any way they bat Turner that low. Like, I would be fine with it. You would be fine with it. You think Rob Thompson is going to bat Turner sixth?
Maybe,
no chance.
Let me sneak him into the final.
Yeah, yeah. He's probably batting cleanup in that lineup, if we're being honest.
All right. So then what about the last one?
Okay.
Turner.
Leading off.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was the original idea.
Turner, Harper, Bregman, Schwarber, O'Neill, Castellanos, Stott, Realmuto, Marsh.
I love it. It's weird.
Well, you get Harper batting second, you get Turner, you get Bregman batting third.
Look, if it, I won't have to hear call up about Schwarber at leadoff anymore. Is that
having people, having the batters behind Harper being Bregman, Schwarber, and Tyler O'Neill
would be nice.
That's at least like some power threats. Mm. Starters, Wheeler, Nola Sanchez, Ranger, Painter/Taiwan/ Soroka.
Yeah.
I slipped in Taiwan there. Just get ready for it.
Taiwanimus.
And then the bullpen of Devin Williams, Jeff Hoffman, Strom, Alvarado, Kirker, and Kittredge, Ruiz, and Soroka.
It's a great bullpen.
It's a damn good bullpen. Yeah, dude, Andrew Kittredge is...
Until the playoffs start.
Yeah, well, I trust Andrew Kittredge in my life, so that's not an issue. That's not an issue. So, yes. And So, Andrew Painter, just to close this all out, I don't really have anything in the take bag.
Okay.
But,
well, we've already gone an hour anyway, so that's fine.
But Andrew Painter is pitching in the fall league again today.
Mm-hmm. He was nasty in the last one.
Dude. So, I obviously watched it during the show.
Oh, shocking. Yes, I know.
And,
so, Spike, I don't pay attention.
No, I brought this one on the air.
Okay.
Because they said something, and I jumped in and was totally wrong. And they're like, yeah, we just said that.
No, what's that like?
I know. So, I jumped in. And
see what I did there.
And I missed what they were saying. Obviously wasn't
I've done that many times. You're on the phone. You're
Well,
no. It's like, we're not talking about that.
I know.
You feel like an idiot. Every
so
time.
I did that, and they both were like, we weren't talking about that. And I was watching Painter. sorry. So I was locked in.
Yeah, it happens when I'm on the phone.
But he looks awesome. Like, he just straight up looks awesome. And I know that he's probably not going to be. I'd be surprised, I guess, if he's in the rotation out of opening
just from
day.
An innings thing. Like, it
but
just
I do hate
you want
the
him at the end of the year
of wasting pitches in the minor leagues, but whatever. Just the stuff, and he's added a new slider, and just the way he commands. Like, his first two starts were not the best command wise for him, and then the last start it was classic Painter. 26 of 32 strikes. 26 of 32 strikes. So the hype train is back.
Andy, by the way, right?
Yeah, again, and hopefully we can talk to Preston this
offseason.
Because
I don't love that.
Stop calling him Andy.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's
Andrew Painter.
Yeah, does he want to go to the Hall of Fame or not?
Exactly. Andy Painter.
Now we're getting into real counterpoint territory.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, Andy Painter.
Sounds like a child.
I'm taking that seriously?
Exactly.
Andrew Painter.
Pick him up from daycare.
It's the only thing. I hope we can talk to Preston again.
I'm with you.
It's the only thing I want to bring up.
Yeah. Hey, Preston. thanks for coming on. One question.
Yeah. You know? Enough with the Andy.
Yeah. Honestly, don't care about anything else, really. Can you tell Andrew Banner to go by Andrew?
Now, are you in on Stash Banner? He's got a stash.
Oh, he's even yeah. Oh, I'm
always in. When Pinterest has stashes.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah. There's nothing better. Like
it's game up.
You know. Yeah.
It's maybe, game up.
Yeah. Speaking of stashes, I had a lot of fun with my Yankees fans friend sending them Carlos Rodon's contract.
No, nice.
After game two, that was fun.
Yes. Yeah.
And I thought about Trey.
Hasn't Turner's, worked out.
Thought about Trey Turner's contract.
Yeah, they sent it right back. Do you see that? There's a.
That's good.
So I know this was a. I know that no one jumped on the bit of Turner and Bohm for dropping.
I'm wondering why. You know, I'm shocked.
But did you see that there's a
Anthony Rendon? Yes, the money stealer thing.
The website is AnthonyRendonTheftTracker.com. So it has 167 million stolen from the Angels and 77 million left.
And it just tracks it when he gets paid. It's so funny. It's so
heads
good.
Up, heads up. Rendon has earned $4.89 while you've been on this site. Dude, I need Rendon here.
What a great, great site.
I need Rendon.
Kevin Long, reinvigorate his career here with his buddies.
And he's a postseason performer.
It's true. I mean, look, he can go left-handed in home run.
Let's say this. You make your Munoz trade.
Yeah.
You're trading for Rendon to play third?
I might have to.
I know.
Better than Josh sorry, Rojas. Shot on Rendon. I know it is better than Josh Ross.
Come on.
Sure.
Dude, I need
bring me Rendon. Why not?
I might need Rendon more than
just needs a change of scenery.
I might need Rendon more than I need Soroka.
He, in terms of bang for the buck, like it might be the most surprised I've ever been. Like in terms,
just, yeah, he just doesn't care, and he's
it's clear he doesn't care. But like, I don't ever remember being more sure that a guy was going to be a great hitter for the next decade, and then this ever.
Well, the Phillies were in. The Phillies were trying to get him that offseason.
Whoops!
Thank God. But if you get him here, get him around Turner, get him around Harper.
I was saying, honestly, like it's hard to know. Like I maybe just going to the Angels sucks the life out of people so much that it's like you know.
I think you're starting to join the movement.
What a disaster! Turner like imagine being an Angels fan.
I know. It could not imagine.
Can you imagine?
I think of the sports team.
Josh Hamilton. I mean, just all these contracts.
CJ Wilson.
All the money.
Barry Matthews Jr. Andrew Albert Pujols. Granky.
Unbelievable.
They've had so
much. None has worked. Zero. It's unbelievable. It really is.
They're only good players. Like they're, you know, Gloss and Darren Erstad.
Well, you're talking about when they were good. That's like the 0-2 team. Yeah.
And then their best, like
Tim Salmon.
Besides like Trout, I mean, like Cole Calhoun.
Of a homegrown player? Yeah, Cole Calhoun, maybe. Howie Kendrick, I think, was originally out there, right? Yeah, there you go. Howie Kendrick. That's honestly Howie Kendrick.
It is so funny now seeing all these guys that I actually remember now becoming managers.
Oh, yeah.
Will Venable.
Buddy,
he's
guess
now
what?
The White Sox manager.
I know that feeling.
It's a weird one.
It is a weird one. You're like, wait, I watched you as
didn't
a player.
Didn't you just retire 2 years ago?
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, I know.
We'll get there. We'll get a player. Schwarber's going to be our player manager.
In.
Yeah.
In.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's going to be good.
Can we start? You're still wearing your, you still got your.
Yeah.
Look, you are all fillied up.
I am what I am.
You are so what you are.
On Sunday when the, you know, Eagles playing, I was wearing the fighting Phil's.
I know you were. Of course you were.
Yeah. Letting everyone know they're still there.
There you go.
Mike Soroka.
I wish we could do an entitled music because that would be perfect.
Yeah.
I don't think it would play as well, right? No.
And I can't. I'm so proud of the people that finally got
dude, to you three people, you're amazing. That was a really good job. I looked right past his name. I saw Soroka. I was like, but I also didn't realize he was a reliever, which is on me. Let's be honest.
You love your White Sox.
I do. I checked out on them at the end once I knew my vault was vaulted in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else?
Nah.
All right. Special guests.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up, we think. I don't over-deliver, but we got a pretty, pretty awesome guest coming up in the near future, probably on next week's pod. Mm-hmm. See how it all plays out.
And perfect off-season 2.0.
And Jack's next, and then after that, the next one. And then we'll probably take off for Thanksgiving, and then we'll be back in the next one, and then perfect off-seasons and all of them.
They all involve Mike Soroka.
All right.
Have no fear.
Perfect. All right, we'll be back next week. Until then, he's for himself.